Simon Kluf Yutes Sif Dalet. Sheikh Siba Sheshokach will Amra Neinu. Oh, Yachta Philim Adayan Lagomer Rak Rifu Enu. So he's supposed to say Anenu, the separate bracha between Goal Yisrael, excuse me, Goal Yisrael and Rifu Enu. So if he's already finished the bracha of Rifu Enu, he can't go back. If he goes back, it's a bracha of Batala. Ela Yomer Anenu b'Shemat Tefila ki Yachid. He'll say Anenu in Shemat Tefila like any Yachid would do. Mishaburus of Cotton Design, Rak Rafuenu. Ritzalar Mashasi and Birchas Rafuenu, Bamar Burucha Tashem. He's reached the end of Birchas Rafuenu. So once he's reached the end of Birchas Rafuenu, he said, Burucha Tashem, Rafechole Amo Yisrael, then he can't go back.
Why?
If he remembers before he said the Chasima of Rafuenu, Philly Mamar Burucha Tah, as long as he didn't say Hashem's name, Hobolay Omar Dayan Hashem, he didn't say Hashem's name yet. Chayz of Omar Anenu Ima Chasima, so then he can go back and say Anenu. With the chasima, the chazan says, then he says birchas rifuenu. So he says the bracha between geula and rifuenu. He hasn't finished rifuenu yet. He can go back to say anenu. Okay. B'chol b'shlich tibur shiwakim ki yosoi loymer anenu hu ben goyal roife. He's all talking about the shlich tibur. The proper place for him to say Anenu is between Goyal and Roife. So as long as he hasn't finished Roife, he can go back. The Yachid who says it in Shemei Tefila, and he forgot Anenu. Kol Shasim Shemei Tefila. Actually, Pasuk would say he finished off Brachat Hashem Shemei Tefila. He did not start with say yet. So we had this idea before that if you haven't started the next bracha, in some sense you're still in that bracha. Well, ain't tzarich lachzor. He doesn't have to go back. He didn't call Dabar Shem Machzir Nesoi. He doesn't have to go back. But there's no din of chazar. So why over here does the chazan go back and the yachid doesn't go back? It's because the sham shani shem who kol b'sach bracha. So by Anenu, it's part of the bracha of Shemei Tefila. You finish Shemei Tefila. It's not something you have a lacha that you have to go back. So if you go back, it's a bracha lebatala. But over here, the issue is not the issue isn't Refeno. The issue is there's a separate bracha that Aynes Beisora. Right, that bracha of Anenu or Anenu Be'Sarah is a valid bracha. The only problem is, since they have to set an order, if you finish Refeinu already, you're going to have to say Refeinu a second time, and that's a bracha lebatol. Chosman shal yomer Hashem shal bracha tol, that's a bracha lebatol. Okay.
Kol Shasim Abracha Ika B'Chazaras Abracha Lavtal is saying why we don't let the Shliach Tzibur go back.
No, he's talking about the Yochid.
What bracha would be?
Shemei Tefila.
If we mean go back.
Right.
And we can't let him say B'Mkomo because we don't do that if it's in Matzirin or so.
Right. See, if he would go back and say Anenu, it ended up being a bracha Lavtal. So what? Shemei Tefila. Yeah. So it's a bracha batala. So what's the bracha batala? Hainu, the ayadei sheyachs or lomer anenu. The anenu isn't the bracha batala. The problem is you have to say all order in order, and you already finished rifuenu. You'll have to go back to anenu, and then you say rifuenu a second time. So you made the rifuenu a bracha batala. Lomer anenu yisarach lehechach lomer achakach brachas rifuenu oyda pam kedei sheyal haseder. So you can't add an anenu between Rifuenu and Berchus Hashanim. So you have to say Rifuenu for a second time, and that's a bracha lebatola. Shem Achzir Mishul Anenu, Kamosha Kozza B'Sim and Tavkuv Samachay. Okay. Now, Bim Shachach Vomer Anenu Kardim Re'enu. So let's say you said Anenu between Slicha and Geula. You said it before Re'enu.
Let's not
as opposed to afterwards where it belongs. So that's what we're going to do. The Tzorach Anenu Pam Acher. You have to say it again because the Malkin, which was our Kaveh, it was between Goyal and Roife. So we have that the Morgan of Rome and the Derech Chaim passing, you have to say it again. Shribagadim is Mustupik. And the Morgan Gibram says, you don't say it a second time, and you say it as a Yochid. The Chazan will say it as a Yochid in Shemei Tefillah.
Okay. What said the Aneinu after?
After Slicha before Gula. Okay. So what does he do? So the situation, he says that it's like a Yochid in Shemei Tefillah. And in Shemei Tefillah, if there were not 10 people which are fasting, so there's no halacha of the chatan saying aneinu. The 10th person who's fasting arrived after refuenu. So then he was yarmer b'shemei tefilo ki yachid. So he came to later, Rabbi. Now you have to have people fasting. So the Chazan should say, "They do in Shemayat Tefila." Yemhiskol Sheikh Tzibur, the spell of a Kodrom. While Yosef is taking lessons on Shemisana, when he started Chazor Shashat, there was 10 people fasting in the shul. Before he got to the bracha of Goyal, before he finished Goyal, to say aneinu, that one, some of the 10 left. She doesn't attend Misanim anymore, but when he started Chodesh Hashat, they were there. Okay, so we don't say that since we started there was 10, Misanim is good enough. Lo yamar aneinu. But if a toiv, she yamar oz b'shemeh tefillah, but that much you should, even though we have to shemeh tefillah, there's not 10 people fasting either, but we should argue that that's not a tawas, so that they should add it in over there.
Argue
what? That since when he started there was 10 people, that's enough that we're going to allow him to add it in Shemei and Tefillah. We call his call Aneinu, but Yatzu Gamer. He started the Bracha of Aneinu, and then some of the Misanim walked out. He no longer has 10 Misanim. He already started Aneinu. He's in the middle of the Bracha of Aneinu, so he finishes off the Bracha of Aneinu, and he says, Bracha to Hashem, Aneinu Bei Sarah, and he goes fight. Okay. So he says aneinu b'shemei tefillah like a yachid. So he says it like a yachid. What that means is, I'm a derech chaim shepasid to lo yach temenu b'bracha, rach b'shemei tefillah k'shar yachid b'alma. Your mom is like a yachid, which means even though the aneinu of the shatz has its own chasima of ha'ina be'es sarah, but that's the. Where you're saying it as a separate bracha, but over here he's saying it as a yachid in Shemei Tefillah, so he's going for Shemei Tefillah. Chinochim b'zayot to the kuliyama, I'm not going to run. He shouldn't change the chasima of Shemei Tefillah to a different bracha. He leaves it as is. Mimshocha gam b'Shemei Tefillah. So if you forgot it after Shemei, by Shemei Tefillah, he says it all the way at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And he finishes, so he'll say out loud the Tefillah of Aneinu without a Chasima. Okay. Simon Kuf Chas Chav. Sheroy Lomer Ritzay B'chol Tefillah. So, I remember Ritzay B'chol Tefillah. The Loi Koisim Shenagim Shlo La Amro B'Mincha. There's people who had a minig. They started from Ishay Yisrael by Mincha. So that we don't. Our minig is not like that. We say Ritzay by Mincha as well. Set the Mishibur as a cut in half. The Hainu, so what is this? V'medcha? Sheba skill may be Yishay Yisrael. The female go actually say there is tumen hag in the mice, and now the establishment became that you're supposed to say the whole word say all the time. Therefore, mikri hamadalig mishana mibeish tov bechazal. It didn't come shakazal mechabrisim mekufitesiv gimel b'tov bebracha. So that gives him the status that we just had, that if a person would forget one of the brachas. He goes back to that bracha and he corrects himself from that point in time. Maybe that's not true, because if there's a sheet that's hold that from the, that starting the paragraph from Isha Yisrael to the son of Skiba Barotzon is a valid place to start. Maybe B'di'eved, we should be on that sheet and not make him go back. And furthermore, not only by Mincha, by Filo B'Shachris. Even by Shachris, we could argue that that's correct. And whenever you have a sheet of souls that the person said the main bracha itself, as long as he was chosen properly, even though he said some words which were not, were different, that's not called a shinui.
Like in what case could have been to have started the Ritzay from Misha Yisrael?
No, saying they're talking about the general issue of a person starts off the bracha properly and ends the bracha properly, in the middle he changes, that's not called a Meshanam Abeshatav HaChachamim, because the main part of the bracha is the beginning and the end. So over here the Shabur is arguing, at least over here even more, that even if the end is said properly, even if the beginning is not said properly, because maybe really you could say Ritzay, and you started from Isha Yisrael, which is wrong. But the Maisa, you were chosen properly, so that would be a reason why you shouldn't go back. She says, so what's the Isha Yisrael? We're davening in the Brashan Shul Mekabel, the Isha Yisrael, which means the Kabbonis of Klai Yisrael, the items put on the fire, the Eish. So the shaila is, there's no kabbonis nowadays. So what's going on the eish? Well, b'shei nato avoda. So mispalim al tefila shehiba mokam a korban shen tiskaba berotzen of the Hashem Yisborach. So even though we say b'shei yisrael u'tefila som, it sounds like there's the kabbonis and there's also the tefila. We said that b'shei yisrael is also being meramis to the tefila. The medrash yesh, the medrash addresses this question differently.
Main umbrella is that.
Michal Sarah Godel, Makrim Nishmos and Shal Tzadikim, Alamizbeach Shamala, Ratzalar Meshamagash, and some Ratzal, if they Hashem, the Rech Nichayev. So he brings them as a karma, what do you mean? He brings them close to Hashem, and that's a Rech Nichayev to Hashem, when he brings the Tzadikim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As I take two, the Lashon of Isha Yisrael, which means the men, Ratzalar Meshamagash Yisrael. So that's how the Medrash, according to the Medrash, you'd explain, it means that the Yerusha Shem Makabel, the Ishe Yisrael, which are brought to him Lamala and Shemayim, Berot. V'yesh v'forshim, Amosha Lamala Mimen, Abachi Berusha, V'sheva Avedoa B'Ishe Yisrael. You should bring, take back the Avoida with its Karbonas. So they learn that there's a pause after V'Ishe Yisrael. And then V'Silasom B'Avos Sikava Berotzoin, there's a new thought. V'ayim B'taz, Shekosov da pirish imsoyi humavchem ekulam. He likes the middle pshat based on the medrash. Alkar kosov sheikra kapirish ra'achron. But the Goyan understands like the last one. So naftimina is, do you pause? Right. That where do you pause? Do you pause? V'sheva v'avadoli v'sheva v'avadoli v'shei Yisrael. Or do you pause? Then you pause that. Because the avoid and the Ishei Yisrael is talking about the Karbonis. Or do you pause? Yisrael, a new thought. Or is referring to the tefillah and the kabbonis, which Michal is bringing right now. So where do you pause? So one of my rebbeim used to bedafka not to get involved in the machlokes. He wouldn't pause at either of them. He would just read it straight through and let you figure out yourself which one is closely correct. Like the Shiva's version of the Meister of the Baal Shem Tov. Personally, I don't know what the... Here, you figure it out. Here's the words, you figure it out. He said, here's the letters, or here's the words. Which way, however you want to punctuate it, Rosh Hashanah, that's up to you. Right? Okay. Simikuf Hafa'alav, Dinei Moedim. Shechem and Moedim, Tchila Basayp. So Moedim, first of all, the halacha is that you bow by Moedim at the beginning and the end of the bracha. Mishnah Berurah, Zekot and Halav. Shechem, you shouldn't bow down and then spit, but you should spit and remove the roik and then bow down. Okay. Because if you spit while you're down, it's almost like you're insulting the act of shechiyah. Finally, Elba Simon Sarizayan, Sif Beis. A person needs to be rocked by Shmanesra, he should have it into his garment. A person is nifter, his body is on the ground for 7 years. But after 7 years, a person who had not bowed by Moedim, the shadow of the person becomes a nochash. Morale says because.
What of the person? The shedra?
Shedra. Morale says that. The Nachash was a Kafei Toiv. Nachash was made unique amongst all the animals. He's a Arum and Mikael. And instead of using that to properly serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was there for, he was Kaimaz Kufa. He was erect. Instead of bowing in front of his master's Ratzin, he became haughty, as it were, and went his own way. So a person who holds himself erect and refuses to bow, he's basically functioning like the Nachash. And he's refusing to bow down to Kodesh Baruch. So that's what happens there. So Tchila, Hanu B'Tchilas Moedim, Kshar Mer Hashem Yizkav. So by Moedim, so you bow by the word Moedim, and you by Hashem's name, you rise. That's by the beginning. Kshar Mer Hashem Yizkav. That's Gimel. You say Baruch Atah, you bow. Basically, the same way we said before, by the beginning, the end of Obis, how you bow here also. Beis, Hoimer Moedim Moedim. A person says Moedim twice. He says Moedim Moedim. So we force him to be quiet. Meshaskin Osay Af Imlo Yishtacha Beshtei Pomim. Even though he didn't bow twice, he just said Moedim twice. That's also a problem. Ubein Lichvul Atevis Amilus Ubein Lichvul Inyan Inyan Kolosser. The Mexican Shemeshri is whether you say Moedim Moedim Anachto Loch. Right? Or you say Moedim Anachtoloch, Moedim Anachtoloch. Well, however you say it, you say it as phrases, you say it as word by word. Either way is also Gimel. Yachid Ein Leloimer Birchas Kahanim. Birchas Kahanim is not said in the Sanat Shemun Esrei. Hakobachen Iker Lechenir Li Linoig. That's correct, and that's how I would assume you should do. The minig which was just at the time of the Ramos, people would say it privately. Rachifil Yachar Ermersa Kozman Shiroi Nasias Kapayim, but they don't hear it. They had a minig that they would say it, as long as it was the time which Kirchhoff's Kanim was supposed to be said. But the Ramos says that's not correct. Vav,
maybe
a Kaskoni, Bill, Kane, Will, Kim, Sainable, Kim. We can't say what they're doing is wrong to the point that we force them not to do so. We don't say the Birchus Kahanim in the Beis Avol.
Or in the morning of
Tisha. Even though the Dogam of Ova argues that you can say it, the Maisa, the Rishon already said you do not say it. If you look at the Shari Chuvans of Cotton Bays, Nira, Kosma Shari, he brings from the Sefer, I'm not sure, that's probably Shari Tzedek. He Bishalayim Tzibonim Vesikoyim Bimher Vimeinu, Shenoigim Lavorach Birchus Kanim Vesa Ovo, Av, Oz Av Kashenkanim Amrim Elokeinim Elokeinim Vesenim Vuposhim. Their minig is that they duchen every day. They duchen the Vesa Ovo as well. And if that's true, that you duch in the Beis Ovel, so therefore when there's no kayin there, you would say, okay, well, okay, I'm going to say no. Not like our minig. So there is a minig which actually would say it. Okay. Let's just make our way into Kuf Chavez. Dinim HaShachim Ben Shemun Esra Lele Yilu Ratzon. So we've discussed Moedim, we've discussed Birchus Kahanim. So now we're at the Shemun Esra, right? So what's the halacha at the end of the by Lakanitzer? Yilarotzin. Imbola Hafsik Mulanis Kadosh Kadusha Bei Shemini Mes for the Yilarotzin in a Pesik. If he has not said the Pesik of Yilarotzin in Refi, he cannot, he's still in the middle of Shemini Esrei, and he cannot answer Kadosh Kadusha. She Yilarotzin Michlal Tfilahu, that's part of davening, and you don't answer Yeshua Rabba, whatever it is, in the middle of Shemini Esrei. Oh, when Yilarotzin in the Shar Tachanunim, Shar Badami. He said Yilarotzin immediately after Shemun Esrei. Then he has this whole paragraph of different requests that he makes. So once you said Yilarotzin the first time, you may interrupt the answer Kaddish and Kaddish.
Before Elokein Netzor, after him, Rechus Yisrael.
After Yilarotzin.
That's when you say the Yilarotzin.
I understand. Well, I said, if you said Yilarotzin immediately after Shemun Esrei, right? That's what I said. You weren't listening. Right? Hagov, but the Afkim and Mokim Shenoigim learn me Yilarotzin Miyadach Hatfila. We're talking about a case where they say Yilarotzin immediately after Shemun Esrei, right? So then, you say Yilarotzin, so now you can answer Kaddish HaKadusha. Mokim Shenoigim learn me Tachalunim Kadim Yilarotzin, but a place where they don't say it immediately, they first say all the Kaddish HaKadusha, and then they say the Rotzin at the end. So, Ma'afsit Gam came the Kaddish HaKadusha. So he says that there is a place where the derech is to say them.
The derech is to say them.
Only one yilarotzin at the end. So then he holds the remote. You're allowed to answer kaddish kedusha in the paragraph of elokein nesor. Okay, but in a place where they normally say the rotzon immediately, and you didn't do so, then you can't answer. In a place where they don't say it immediately, okay, so then you can answer. So it comes out by changing the minig and saying the rotzon is said at the end of the paragraph. Then the lack of the rotzon does not stop you from answering. If you say at the beginning of the paragraph, the lack of the rotzon will stop you from answering. Okay, comes the mechaber, and the mechaber adds. If a person normally says Tachlunim after the tefillah, and the chaz and starach chazaras hashatz, so mekatzav arli, he should limit his Tachlunim in order to be able to say kaddish or kedusha, answer kedusha or kaddish. Bimlekitzar yochel lahafzik b'derek shemafzik b'brocha shakriya shema tefillah b'amsa. And if you did not do so, you may interrupt and answer Kaddish and Kedusha as if you'd be in the middle of Birchus Kriyashim. Okay. Mishnah Berurah. Well, let's hold the Mishnah Berurah. We'll do that tomorrow night. Tomorrow.